Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope that you enjoyed your Mother's Day yesterday, celebrating the women in your life and being celebrated. We thank you to everybody who fulfills that role, the role of a mother. It is the way God designed it. You are pre-anointed. You are preordained to be the mother of the children in your life and the people that God has put in your life. The Bible says, when my mother and my father forsake me, that the Lord, that he'll take care of me, and that he puts the solitary into families. So often we find ourselves mothering children that are not our own biological, but we love them just the same because God has initiated, God has made, he has ordained you to be an impact, an influence in that life. So we want to encourage you, keep going. We don't go by what it looks like. We don't go by what it sounds like. We go by what the Word of God says. And you are preordained, you are anointed, you are graced for that family.
Hallelujah. And let the church say hallelujah. Amen. It's so beautiful on this Monday morning to come into you live wherever you are listening to us. And we want to extend the grace of God upon your life today to do something very, very productive, because every day is God's gift to us.
Amen.
Every day is God's gift to us. And we are going to make this day count. We are going to make this day count. We are going to make our life count. God is good.
And all the time.
He is good. There is no evil in God. Mm-hmm. The Bible says there's no shadow of turning. Mm-hmm. God is absolutely, mm-hmm. perfectly good. Mm-hmm. There's nothing bad about God. Now, watch this now. The flip side, the devil is bad. Mm-hmm. The devil is evil. And there is nothing good about the devil. Mm-hmm. He cannot produce nothing good. Sometimes people think the devil, mm-hmm. can do good. No, he can't. The nature of the devil is evil. Mm-hmm. And he can only produce what? Evil.
Mm-hmm. And I remember when I first started coming to Celebration Tabernacle and Pastor was given the revelation about the word wicked, that wicked simply means twisted,
yes.
like a wicker basket or yes. something, just twisted.
Yes.
So what the enemy does is he just tries to twist
yes.
our thinking
yes.
against God, and he tries to twist our thinking against the plans and the purposes of God. That's a wicked mind, one that's turned away
oh,
from God.
Preach it. Mm-hmm. This Monday morning. Ooh, we fired up. This Monday morning, yeah. Ooh. So Pastor Diana, keep me straight this morning. I want to be on this straight and narrow path, as I'll go off in several tangents.
2021 is prophetically our year of the 11th hour breakthrough. So Pastor prophesied that as we were coming in to 2021. So this is the year of the 11th hour breakthrough. And it is our time to dominate in business, to dominate in education, and to dominate in politics. So
yes.
the scripture, the theme scripture for the year comes from Matthew chapter 20. So we're going to review that. And all this month, Pastor is releasing 8 points for us to be able to activate our 11th hour breakthrough, because we know that we learned last week that the kingdom of God does not come by observation. It comes from within us. It comes by doing. So when we're doing what we are called to do, we will break through. Every devil has a breaking point. Every obstacle has a way to go over it. With God, we have an aerial view. And with some things, we just need to cut out the middleman, and we need to take our place, being highly exalted with Jesus Christ, operating in dominion, total dominion in that situation where the source is God. It's not the middleman. The
That's
source
right.
is God. So we're going to start in Matthew chapter 20, and we're going to read through, starting at verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. So these are the early in the morning ones, the 6 a.m. ones. Verse 3, and he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. So these are the 9 a.m. ones.
Yes. Come on.
And said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you. So they went. Verse 5, again he went out about the sixth hour. So the sixth hour is noon.
Noon, 12.
And the ninth hour, which is 3 p.m.,
yeah.
And did likewise. So we think about our day, our work day. We have some that start work 6 a.m. We have others start work 9 a.m.
Come on.
Then we have others that start work 12 p.m.
Yes.
Others that start 3 p.m.
Yes.
Verse 6, and about the 11th hour. So the 11th hour would be then 5 p.m. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? So there's a group of people who has not jumped in yet. They have not went out to the vineyard. They're still standing idle in the working place, in the marketplace. But we know that if somebody is standing, they're standing in expectation.
Yeah.
They're standing because they're planning on going, moving. Otherwise, if we know we're going to be somewhere for a little while, what do? We sit down.
Right.
But they were standing. And idle, if we take the word idle and we make a comparison to a car, when a car is running idle, it means it has everything that it needs to go. It has a working engine. It has the flow, it has the fuel, it has everything that it needs to go. It's just waiting on the driver to move it from neutral into drive and able to move it forward, to make that shift in order to go, to bring it to go, to accelerate on the gas, to bring it to the position of go. So here they are in the 11th hour. Verse 7, they said to him, because no one hired us, he said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive. So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his stewards, call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. So they're getting paid here in the 12th hour. They came in at the 11th hour. They're getting paid in the 12th hour, and they're receiving a denarius, which was the wage in that time for a full day's work.
Bargain at 6 o'clock.
Those who started
at 6 o'clock. That was the bargain.
Who agreed to it
at
6 o'clock. Then there was another group that agreed to the denarius at
9 o'clock.
Then there was another group that agreed to the denarius as the day went on. 12
o'clock,
3 o'clock.
And now
they're receiving. So they came in at different times, and they're receiving the day's wage, the denarius.
So some work more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the progression.
Mm-hmm.
The first group, let's stay here for a while and do the math.
Mm-hmm.
The first group started when? 6 o'clock. So their work up until 9 before another group joined them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the group that come in at 9 didn't work as much as the group that started at 6, they work less, okay? The group that come in at 12, watch a progression there. They didn't work as much as the group who started at 6 and the group that started at 9. Watch a progression. As it progressed, the group that come in when at 3, going to work, but they didn't work as much as the group that started at 6, the group that started at 9, and the group that started at 12. And now watch the last progression from 3 to 5. The last group came in at 5, and that group, so you can see the fairness. And who complained? Which one of the group will complain?
And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner.
Which group? The group that started when?
6.
6.
9.
Come on. The group that started at 6, the group that started at 9, is that look?
12, yeah.
12. They all says we work what? More hours than those that just come in at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, saying, these last men
have
worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day.
Yes.
But he answered one of them and said, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius?
That's a bargain.
Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Now, we got to think about that. Is what you agreed upon.
Yes.
So if we're agreeing to work for minimum wage and then complaining we don't have enough money to pay our bills, that's what we agreed upon. If we agree to work for $20 an hour and we still need more money, and we can't complain about it because that's what we agreed to. When we sign that employment contract, we're agreeing to what our time is worth.
Yes.
You're saying my time, my hour, is worth this hourly wage, $24 an hour, whatever it is, $15 an hour. You're exchanging your time for money. It's what we're agreeing to. Does that necessarily mean that that's all that God has for us? Of course not, because there's a power that's within us to be able to generate wealth. And there's multiple ways that God could get the resources to us because he is the source.
Yes.
And a lot of times we have to step out from the comfort zone of where we are, and we have to stretch ourselves to develop those other streams of income. Because our time is equated to a monetary value when we're working. And if we're agreeing to less and we're not taking the steps that we need, if we don't have our eye on a more profitable position and we're not doing what we need to do to obtain that more profitable position, then we're going to be stuck right where we are. And we can't look to other people and complain.
Right.
Because if we have opportunity. We have the time. We have the opportunity. If you want to make a certain amount of money, if you want to live in a certain bracket of income, then you have to see what are some jobs in that make that much, and what do you have to do to obtain them?
To get to that level, what must I do? Mm-hmm. You have to do something. Mm-hmm. What must I do to obtain that which is right for me?
And then we have to do it.
Yes.
And, you know, that's why it's good if we can identify earlier on what is needed, because usually there's a course to get to that place. There's a way that you have to go. And if you find out later, you realize you wasted time. Like, oh, man, I could have already been done this. I could have went through already through this part. So when we're able to identify more early on, then it could kind of set the way. Just like if a high school students now, they have the opportunity to graduate high school with a 2-year college degree. Just when I graduated in 1995 from high school, and it wasn't common. It was only like, okay, the people who were thought to be the smartest of the smart were the ones that did it. But now it's more common where people, if they're taking the opportunity in the high school years, while they're doing 11th and 12th grade, they're actually doing their college courses, and they're able to graduate for free with a 2-year degree from the college. So we need to know what our options and such that are out there and be moving toward that. Because somebody whose grades are poor is not going to have the opportunity to do that. So it's a performance-based thing. So we must have our eye on where we're going to be able to get there with the least resistance and the least amount of time so that we could fully operate. He said, go in to the vineyard. God is calling us to go. He is calling you to go. There is somewhere where he is calling you to be, something he is calling you to do, and you are equipped for it. They were standing idle. They were equipped to do it. But what was the initiation was the part that they were lacking. But one day in the 11th hour, their breakthrough came. So this is the year for us. It's our 11th hour breakthrough. So come to Celebration Tabernacle, be a part of this teaching this month, 1010 Dixon Boulevard, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Sleeping, thy presence. sins